as Hakol L'Shem Shemayim. If you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, it's mutter. So Rashi learns, V'yein Daiti Achri, I'm not thinking after like to live with her. L'Chivas Ishus, the Stam Lover. El L'Chivas Kurvas, Stam want to show, I'm a Kurv, I'm relative, I'm the grandfather. L'Asas Koyach Ruach Lima, I want to be nice to a mother, to my daughter, K'Sheni Mechada Vezbita. Like when I show I love her daughter, my granddaughter, it's like showing I love my daughter also. So if you do the Shem Shemayim, just L'Shum Kurva, that's mutter. Then you're allowed to put your granddaughter on your lap also. Some people say also you're allowed to kiss your granddaughter also. The same way you're allowed to kiss your daughter, some say you're allowed to kiss your granddaughter also. If you're doing it a part like this part of Lakol, L'Shem Shemayim. Who had the Nisa Yichud, they said it was not a Nisa Yichud. That you're allowed to be alone with your granddaughter also, just like a father can be with his daughter, the same way a grandfather can be with his granddaughter. There also would not be a Nisa Yichud. Stay says, V'yalzu ani samchim ashtu shanu mishtamshim benoshim, that we do let ladies work for us, do things for us. We're doing l'shem shemayim mitzmuta. So at the Mishnah, lo yilmad adam rava k'sofrim, a bachelor should not be a Rebbe, should not teach kids, for loy talmud isha sofrim, and a girl should also not be a marish, she should not teach kids. So Rashi says, Ravak ponim is loyisha, bachelor, sofrim alam de tenoikis, kolayma loyagur ravak atzim loyas mena sofrim. A bachelor should not be a Rebbe. Gumar forash time of achen letom isha sofrim, same thing, loyagur atzim loyas mena tenoikis. A lady should not be a teacher of kids. We'll soon see why. Even a person that doesn't have a wife. We'll see in the Gemara what he's being mised. That's a bachelor. For he means to say, even if he had a wife once, and then he gave a get, or she died, it's also awesome. He can't be a malamit tinaikis. A bachelor should not be pastured, not be a shepherd for animals. We're afraid he'll live with the animals. And two men, two bachelors, should not sleep together. We're also afraid of Mishkav Zocho. And twice before said, we passed like Chachomim. That's why we're not makbet say that two men, we don't hold as Nisa Yichud with two men. We're not afraid of Mishkav Zocho today, and we're not afraid of Yichud with the Behemah. A man is allowed to be alone in the room with the Behemah. We're not afraid for Mishkav Behemah. In my time, what's the reason of the ratio? How come a bachelor cannot be a Rebbe? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum Yenuka because of the kids, So Rashi says, because you're afraid of Mishka Zocho, then maybe you'll live with the kids. Since he's not married, maybe you'll live with the kids. But Tanya, we learned, Omel Rabbi Yehuda, learn Nefshah to Yisrael and Mishka Zocho, B'loi Ala Behema, that we're not afraid, Klaius, we're not afraid that Yid would live with another Zocho or with the Behema. So why does the Tanakhama say it's also? El Ravak Mishum Yimosad Yenuka. A bachelor should not be a Rebbe because we're afraid the mothers bring their kids to yeshiva. So we're afraid then that the bachelor would be alone with the mothers. The Vienista Yichud. So that's why if you're not married, you're not supposed to be a Rebbe. And the same thing, Isha Mishumaba Sadinuka. A lady should not be a Mara teacher because the fathers bring their kids to school. So therefore, since the father brings the kid to school, there'll also be a Shaila of Yichud. Rashi says, Mishumi Mosad Yenuka, Imoiseim Shotinoike Shemetsuyas Etzlo, Love Yes Benel Lebesa Seifer. We're afraid that the Rebbe will be with the mothers. It's not nice. Yeah. So, according to Meister, to Sharla, how come the Meister today, we know in yeshivas, they take Bochram to be Rebbe's, and they have girls to be teachers that are not married yet. What's the heter? So, Meister Zatzal has a tshuva about this. He wants to say the Ikra Dina Gemara is when you used to be a teacher in a private room. So then there was a shayla of yichud that the mothers would come into the room. There'd be a problem. Maybe they'd be left alone in the room together, the Rebbe with the mothers. Therefore, if the Rebbe is not married, he shouldn't be a Rebbe malamet tinoikis. But his man is there that they teach in yeshiva that there's never yichud there. There's always people coming in, coming out. It's always opened up. That's what they in yeshiva like. And the base of safe would be mutter for a bocha to be a Rebbe. Yeah. Right, the Rebbe Lezer wa ima af mi shein iboy lihu. What did Rebbe Lezer mean to say? Me shein liisha klal, he says somebody was never married. I do, he meant to say, b'shein ishru yetzloi. He meant to say that she's not living with him right now. So Rashi says, moysa batanakam dekoma rabbi shle nos ishim yomav, v'loz meima afilu hoysa loya meysa. One shot is Rebbe Lezer just saying that even if he had a wife and she died, still it's also. The second shot is Rebbe Lezer's b'mach memur. Even if he's married right now, but if his wife is not with him, it should also be yosa. He, his wife, went away. He's not with his wife. He can't be a Rebbe. Toshima. Af mi sheyeshloi v'yena shrui etzloi l'yum atzoyfrim. We have lezer so machme, even if you are married. But if your wife left you, she went away right now, she went on vacation, she went somewhere, she went away. So that time when your wife is away, there's also a chashah v'nisa yichud. Therefore, medina gmishnei, you're not allowed to teach then. We said, Moshe says that it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. It's only if you teach privately in your own private house. Or else, even though Rashi says based on sefer, maybe it was more privately there. But now that the whole yeshiva, a whole building that has a lot of people always coming in, coming out, so there won't be an issa yichud. We have Yehuda Raim Allah Yeror. Yehuda holds he can't a bachelor cannot be a shepherd. We're afraid of yichud with the animal. Tanya Omol El Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, that the klal is nizdalocha loy nechshedu yisroela mishkav zochav loy alav heima. The Klai Yisrael were not afraid of Mishkav Zochav Vilela Behema. Therefore, man is allowed to be alone with a Behema. We're not afraid of Yichud, we're a Behema. And who are then a man is allowed to be with another man. We don't have an Issa Yichud. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Kol Sha'asokivim Hanoshim. Anybody that does work with ladies. So Rashi says, Shemalachto Yumni Yasos Nasos Lanoshim. He does work for the ladies. The ladies need him. Like we'll soon see cases. He sells perfume, he makes makeup, he does things that lady needs him. It's called Shasokivim Hanoshim, Lo Yisyachidim Hanoshim. He should not be miyachid with ladies. So Rashi speaks out, what's the Chiddush? Any man is an Issa Yichud not to be alone with a lady. So Rashi speaks out, Afiluim Harbe Noshim, even though there are a lot of ladies together. Lefi Shaliba Gaspo. Because since the man does things that works with ladies, he's close to ladies. So even though there be more than two ladies, he'll have an issa yichud. The kula mechapasol, everybody like lights him, will cover up for him. So therefore, even though there'll be three ladies together, we're afraid even though he'll live with one of them, the others will cover up and not tell. We also live with all three of them. So a man that has to do with ladies, there's an issa yichud even with a lot of ladies. But Rashi says, v'ilu ishachrini, but another man that doesn't work with ladies, Ben Shtei Noshim Tanan, that then we say, the Mishnah said before, you're not allowed to, is an Issa Yichud, one man with two ladies even. Avalim Sholosh, but one man with three ladies alone in the room, or Yabor Shapadami, if you have four ladies, that's Mutter. That's the halacha like this. That one man with two ladies is still an Issa Yichud. But if you have three ladies in the room, then there's no Issa Yichud. That's providing that the man is not Liba Gaspar. He doesn't like know them very well, they're not very close friends. But if he has to do with them and they're very close friends, then even with three or four ladies also there'd be an Issa Yichud. This, of course, is providing without ete, the door's locked, the door's closed. As man is there, we hold that if the door is open through Rishus HaRabim and people could come in, that's a big ete, we don't have an Issa Yichud today. I mean, that's it. For providing the door's not locked. Yeah. We'll talk about that. I mean, if the door is open to Rishus HaRabim, that we'll smell the Gemara. We had it before. Gemara, Pesach, Pesuch, Rishus HaRabim, there's no Issa Yichud. Some say, even the case of Liba Gaspo, also to some people that are Mekel, also you'd have a heter Yichud. A person, therefore, like, should not teach his son such an umness, such a trade, that he has to work with ladies. Rabbi Meir says, Li'olam yilmad odom espinoy umnas nikiya v'kala. A person should teach his son a trade, a nikiya, a clean one, v'kala, and an easy one. Mashal explains that the pshat is because avada the ikar is to sit and learn. He should be kavei itim latera. So if he has an easy panos and a kala, he'll do it alright. He'll make panos as much as he needs, and the rest of the time he'll be able to sit and learn Torah. But if he's going to have a hard work to do, he won't be able to sit and learn. And right, even after he has this nikiy of a kala, v'yispala l'mi sh'oisha v'nechosim shloi. Still you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that has the riches and the nechosim. Why? Shein umnios, shein bo anios v'ashirus. No matter what type of a trade you want to go into, people are rich from that trade and people are poor from that trade. In other words, shaloi anios minumnis, it's not just the trade, the profession alone is what makes you poor. V'loi ashirus minumnis, it's not just the actual trade that gives you the money. Ela but rather hakel lefiz chusoi. It's all told in your schusim means Hashem gives it to you. And it's told in your schusim. And the taka, three different schusim you can have. Toysis learns here, the bottom toys, the last toys in the Masechta, Elakol lefiz chusoi, tirish, lefi mazolai. It depends upon your mazol. The bni v'chayim zoyne labes chusatayim ilsa. Elba mazolatayim ilsa. If you'll be rich or not, that's totally in a mazel. However, still the Mashiach says, even that's one darga of a mazel. But if added a certain zach and schusim because of your Torah that you learned, like we'll soon see, Hashem also gives you a better panosa, and because the more of a tzaddik you are also, you'll be zeichet to have schusim, to get a better panosa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Ro'isim yemecha chaye v'yoif, she'esh lem umnas. Did you ever see a chaye or noif, an animal or a bird that has business? Even though they don't have any profession, I never saw an animal to be a doctor or an animal to be a chvesa, a psychiatrist. I never saw him to do a panosa, but and he still he has panosa shlei b'tzar. Where without working to want, they have what to live on. If so, in svar it should be the same way for a man also. The animals, the birds, were created to be mishamish the person to work for us, and v'ani me a person nivreisa l'shamish as kaini. Our purpose in this world is to be mishamish to work, to do mitzvahs for Hashem. If so, Eino Din, isn't it a svara she'espanish lo bitzar, that really I should be able to make a panosa without working hard? Shlo bitzar, I should be able to have panosa. If so, how come we see, not like that, how come we see we have to work so hard? Ela she'reisi ma'isai, because of our averus that we did, that's what caused us. The kafachti es panososi, that I took away, that made Hashem take away our panosa. That was the whole klola that Adam Rishon received, because he did his first chet, v'zeis ha'pecha techolechem. That was the klola. Abagurion istayin, Abagurion, there was a hunter, Oymi said like this, Mishum Abagurion, from his father Guria, said like this, that lo yilmad Adam es benoi chamor, a person should not teach his son to be a donkey driver, gamal or a camel driver, keder, a person that makes barrels, safran, don't be a shipman, captain, Roya, don't be a shepherd. V'chendveni, or don't be a business. Don't have a store. Chen Rashi says, "Melumed b'yoyno lahato mayim b'yayin tzuras v'chitim." Don't be a storekeeper because it's hard. The halacha is not to drip the people. You're always afraid that you'll sell them stuff that's not so good and you charge more. Shom nosayim umnes listen. Well, these umnes, you have to do with stealing. It's very hard to be yashrus in these things. Then maybe you charge too much, you won't work enough, you won't work too little, so it's afraid, oh, listen, you'll come to rob. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer Mishmai, Hachamorim, people that drive donkeys, Ruban Rishoyim. Most of them are Rishoyim. Rashi's Mephlein Listius, because most of them steal. They don't do a good job, they steal on you, or else you have to stay overnight, you have to lodge, and they steal at night when you're sleeping, they steal your stuff. V'yagamalim Ruban Ksherim. People that go on camels are Ksherim. Rashi says, because the camels go through the Midborius, that's a mokum gedu de chayis v'listim, and people are afraid, so they're afraid when they go through the midbar to like machnia the lev to like do tshuva. So therefore, people that drive camels are ksherim. Hasfanim rubu chasidim, the captains that drive the ship, that's even bigger sakona. In the middle of a ship, they get real afraid of the ocean, so there they have much more bitachon in Hashem. The mam shekom like chasidim. So Rashi says sheporshul mokum sakona v'tomer heim berodo yosim in agamalim. They're more afraid of the gamalim. The best of the doctors will end up in Gehenim. So Rashi says, some Farshim learn doesn't mean a good doctor. Means that a guy makes believe as if he's the best doctor. Means he's like a Balgaivanik, he's Samech on his own, he doesn't ask other people for advice. So then, because of that, people will die because of him. He'll end up in Gehenim. Rashi learns, he's not afraid of sicknesses. Like he's a Balgaivanik, the Reifer. Sometimes he could heal and he doesn't heal. So it's a hard thing. Mashiach explains, it doesn't mean to say Gennai to be a doctor. Just means a doctor that's a Balgaivanik, that holds from himself too much and doesn't want to ask other people for advice when he needs it, so then he can put himself to Gehenna. He'll have people die because of him. The best of the Sheikhtim have Sheikhs Tamolik, is a shoot of a partner with Amolik. So Rashi says, Toiv Shabbatvachim means Sveika Treves, even a Sotik of a Treves and that. Comes to the end, Yochasam Amainoi, Umachilin, sometimes you cause people to eat it. I think Mashiach says, Vishashir Shechting, like a Semido Vachzorius, the person that's standing there with a knife the whole day and killing animals, the Mitzvah should get inside you a Mido Vachzorius. Like you could see killing animals, that has to do with Amolik. Pekitzer, Rabbi Neroy says, "Meniach ani kolum neshevaylam. I'm going to leave over all other businesses of the world. V'yein malamed as bnei la Torah. I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Why? Shodem oichol meskara bar lamazeh. People eat from the reward in this world. The akaren kiyamas al olam abo. And the karen, the real reward, is al olam abo. V'shar kol umnis, all other trades, einam kain. It's not that way. Kishodem bo ledechol, a person becomes sick. Although they zikne, comes too old, he has to retire. Although they yisurim, he can't work anymore, has pain. V'en yochol asim b'malach, he can't do any more work. Harehu meisperov, he doesn't get a paycheck. Doesn't have pension, doesn't get sick leave. But Namah, without using all these extra insurances, when you don't work, you don't get paid. Avla Torah Kane, the Torah is not that way. Even without insurance, the Torah is not that way. Avla Torah Kane, Elamisham Rosa Mikora, the Torah watches you from all bad. Vinarusai, when you're young, Vinoistanislai Achra Satika, gives you end and hope. Vizikunasa, when you get older. Vinarusa Mayoma, when you're young, what does the Pasuk say about learning Torah? Vekoyay Hashem Yachlifa Koyach. People that I'm covered, that are hope for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, have been talking to Hashem, Hashem will give him new koyach, give him new strength. There's a kenusay, my wife, what does it say when you get older? Oid, yenuvah, and beseva. Even when you're older, yenuvah, and you'll be like planting, you'll be matzmiach, Rashi said, you'll still be growing fresh, you'll be blossoming. The chayin way, the apostle says, be Avram Avinu, it says be Avram Avinu also. That we Avram zoken, Avram got old, v'Hashem berichas Avram bakul, Hashem gave him a brach of everything. What's the pshat? Why did Avram Avinu get this bracha? Because mitzina we found she'os Avram Avinu was called Torah Kula. That Avram Avinu was mekayim called Torah Kula. Ashla nitna, even before it was given. That's the pshat. Since he learned Torah when he was young, the Torah gave him a schus that even when he get older, he'll still have a bracha. So from the limur of the Torah, that gives you a bracha, you'll be blaspheming even when you get older.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha. The Zechanishmas, the father, Rabbi Avigdor, Ben Rabbi Chaim Avrom, Oliver Sholem, the limud of this tape should be a schus and an ilu for the neshama. All right, turn over.
Like the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu Shenemar, Eikav Asher Shoma Avraham, Bekoili V'Yishma Mishmati Mitzvoisuch Koisuch Asaroisai. Now Avraham Avinu, he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, that's why he was left to have the bracha at the end. There's a famous kasha in the Brisker Ovis, that here the Rav Noroi says, I leave over all umnes, I only teach my son Torah. Before Rabbi Meir says, L'olam Yomadolam umnes Nekiyah. The Gemara in Ervin says that Rav Meir and Noroi is the Hainu Hach. Rabbi Meir is Rav Noroi, they're the same person. See, in the Mishnah, it's a Sira then. First, Rabbi Meir says, you should teach your son Numna Nekiyah Vakala, a nice Panosa. And then Reb Neroy, the same person, says, I leave over all of umnis, I don't teach my son Torah. Some, unfortunately, as the prescribed thing says, the pshat is like this. A general rule is, Avadi, you have to teach a Numna Nekiyah. You have to teach your son a trade. But Beni, if you have a special son that you see, he could be a tzaddik gomer, he could learn only Torah, for such a son, you should only keep him by learning Torah. The Mashua says no stira. The Mashua says here that Bini means there's no stira. Umnas, like I said before, umna niki of akala means supposed to have a clean and easy panosa that could be arai. But the ikka kviyas he's supposed to have is limud haTorah. So he says by Bini, but my son, the ikka that he's going to do is malame Torah. I'll have to have what to live on, that will only be arai. But the ikka, the kviyas, will be limud haTorah. Agav, I once heard over from another Godel, once said that the pshat from Tchvias Pater is depends upon a person where he gets his Tchvias from, where a person gets his whole geshmak in life. Molly said sometimes it could be a balabos that works the most of the day, and he has his shear of an hour at night, but that's what gives him his whole Tchvias. The mamash lives the whole day because of that hour at night that he learns Torah. That's called his umnis is Torah. And Rachmana, sometimes you can have faket, you can have people that sit and learn the whole day, but the real chiyas they get is when they have war for an hour, they play, or they play the stock market, they play whatever else they do. And the whole chiyas comes from that, so that's not so good. The pshat from chiyas, umnis of Torah is your life, your posh umnis. Umnis means your livelihood, your panosa. Means where do you get your chiyas from? The person has to always get his chiyas from limud haTorah. Even though we have to do panosa, we have to umna the key of a kala, but that should always be like secondary. The chiyas, the bini, the chiyas should always be from learning Torah. Turn around, brother. What like this? Kol shas sokev imanosh. Whatever has to do with ladies, surah. It's going to end up bad. It's going to end up with the yichud with them. Kagoyin had surfim. Surfim means people that makes gold, like for jewelry for the ladies. The asrikim, they comb out the begodim for the ladies. Vanakuris, they clean out the mill for the ladies. Or Reichlin, people that sell perfumes, the Agardiyim.
That's wool dresses.
The Asaforim, the Babis. Rashi says that had Noshan Srichasem Mishul B'Neim. that the ladies bring their kids there. The akoifsim, the washes, the agorashes, umen amekas dam, an umen that lets out blood. The habolim, people take care of the bathhouses, the abruski, the tanners. Ein mamidim mehem lemelech lekoin godol. From these people, you can't appoint a melech or a kohen godol. My time, what's the reason? Loi mishum de psilah, they're not really possible by doing these things. Hele mishum de zilum nasayu, it's not such a good umnis. There's not a nice umnis to be doing. Tana rabbonon, asorah devorom nemru begora. The 10 things set upon a person that lets out blood. He's like a surgeon. Mahalech al tzida, he walks sideways. Kitzur is a guy.
Baruch agasa, and he has haughtiness. Fenisla v'yoshev, he sits in sideways. So Rashi says these are three different types of being bagaivana, of being haughtiness. Because he thinks too much of himself, because he thinks people put their life in, is totally in him, therefore he comes a day gaiva.
The way he sits, he can show us a big shot. Whom his God, people give over their life to him, so he thinks great about himself. Yeah. His eyes are bad.
Which means like stingy. So Rashi says he's not used to giving, he's only used to receiving, he never gives.
He has a bad eye, v'ein a raw, it's also a bad eye, which is nice and ain't a bebriyim, shichlu. He looks at people, healthy people, they should come sick, in order they should have to have an operation. Oichel harbe, he eats a lot, the mighty kimmet, let a little bit goes out. Kids, he eats only the best of the foods. V'choshel arroyis, he's choshel, but for the arroyis, Rashi, of course, the ladies also have to have operations, so he's choshel to be with them. V'al agezl, he steals from people, because the wives can't pay, so they steal from the husbands, they give him the money. Sometimes they don't have to do the operation, they do it, they kill people. A person should always teach his son a clean, easy panosa. Mahi, what is this?